This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But let's get to the news of the day because it is gigantic. The NFL draft is coming to Washington, D.C. This is going to be one of the great sporting events that has ever been hosted in this city. And in terms of the number of people that will come to D.C. to enjoy an event, this is about as big as it gets. You could maybe compare it to a Super Bowl or a World Cup or something like that. But you've seen the NFL draft's traveling roadshow the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw the aerial shots of over the span of a full weekend, over a million people descending upon a town with a couple hundred thousand in Green Bay, right? DC, on the mall, destination location, people being able to go tour museums and do things. This will be the spring break location for everyone across America that's a football fan. Families will be coming here and spending days, I'm sure. It's an amazing thing for the city, for the business of D.C., but in our little world here, more importantly.
Yeah.
Huge deal for us here at 106.7 The Fan and for football fans like myself and Danny. Roger Goodell making the announcement just minutes ago over at the White House.
The draft has really become one of the great entertainment and sports events. Just a week ago in Green Bay, we had over 600,000 people attend. The year before in Detroit, we had close to 800,000. As the president remarked, we believe we'll be well over a million when we come here to D.C. in 2027. So we not only believe it's a great site, we believe it's consistent with what the president said, which is investing in our communities, investing specifically here in the nation's capital, one that I grew up here in Washington, D.C., and is particularly important. We think we can have a tremendous impact on this community, and it will not just be an event. It will be something that will show the world how far the nation's capital has come and where it's going. So we're very excited about that.
Roger Goodell's getting used to that Amtrak route down 95, huh? Because he was here for the stadium announcement a week ago. Now he's here for this announcement. There's going to be all kinds of other stadium things and draft things he's going to have to do here in D.C. But the owner of the Washington Commanders was in the Oval Office as well. What a week for Josh Harris. 1 week ago, he gets a deal struck with the mayor to try to bring football back to D.C. Now he's got to get some votes from city council. And today, he delivers on what has been a multi-year effort by his ownership group. I mean, I first heard from members of the organization probably 6 months ago that they were closing in on the NFL draft. But this has been a full year of really feeling like they were getting closer and closer. And today they were able to get it done.
What a great day for Washington. I mean, to host the NFL draft in 2027 on the mall, I believe we'll get over a million people and it's going to be an amazing day and it'll showcase what Washington's all about. But it'll also showcase what our country's all about. Washington is the gateway city to our country. And, you know, it'll be an amazing day, and we can't wait to get started. And I couldn't have done it without my partners, Roger Goodell, thank you, and Mayor Muriel Bowser. And we're ready to get to work. And I can't imagine RFK coming back. I grew up here. D.C. used to stop and on Sundays, and everyone would be inside watching football, or everyone would be glued at the stadium. And so we want to bring that back. And football really is as existential to the culture of America. We all love it. We all watch it. And it brings people together. And so what a great way to celebrate the United States of America, the NFL, and the Washington Commanders. And President Trump, we leave on your desk a Trump jersey. You are the ultimate commander.
Josh Harris at the White House today making the big announcement.
It was such a strange sight, by the way. People with all sorts of, you know, different backgrounds, invested interests, just sort of standing up there like it was the most normal thing in the world. I think about all the years of Snydering where everything was terrible and he couldn't do it. And they couldn't get a stadium. They couldn't make any headway. They were persona non grata. He was just outside looking in. And again, it's just mile markers. The president of the United States referenced, it's like, you guys have such a nice quarterback. He's a good player. What is happening?
Very surreal.
We're the cool kid.
Yeah.
People didn't understand this. The big takeaway isn't that, I mean, the draft is here and it's awesome. It's going to come to town. This organization, this city, no longer are we the team where you just go to commercial break before the pick. You're like, and also ran cannon fodder and embarrassment, the laughing stock. Look at all the things that are happening. Nobody smells better than us. We've got all the threads. We're all dudded up. We're studs. Everybody loves us right now. And I like that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm listening to that clip and watching it and I'm going, that's my owner. That's my owner right there. He's getting me a stadium in the city. He's going to try his best. He's getting me an NFL draft. He's making moves. Mm-hmm. He's making things happen. But this is a significant day. So kudos to Josh Harris and his ownership group and the team. This is massive for them. Obviously, the city, the mayor's on a bit of a heater here, if I could say that.
Yeah.
Between the press conference last week with the stadium, now this, she's heating up NBA Jam style on the sports front. The rest of you can sort out the rest as however you'd like to. And then the NFL and Goodell, because I got to say that this is the best location for a draft, though, by the way. It's cool when they do it in Kansas City at some, you know, railroad tracks or whatever the theme was there. It's going to be neat when they do it in Pittsburgh. I don't even know where it is going to be in Pittsburgh, but I'm sure bridges and things in the foreground, the background. There is not a better aesthetic. There is not a more beautiful look. There is nothing more powerful or influential or significant to this city than if you're doing something on the mall with the monument behind you and the U.S. Capitol right there. And the White House off in the distance and some of those aerial shots, you're not going to do it better than Washington, D.C. Sorry, yeah, it's just not going to be done better.
And that's the deal.
And if you're the league to get a million people to come down to the mall, it's awesome. So today you go to the White House and you build a bridge. By the way, I think the relationship that you need there is significant as a storyline here because there's some, I guess, fear that maybe federally there could be obstacles that if there's involvement outside of D.C., you know, in the White House with the stadium, that it could be a problem. So you get over there, you build some bridges, you build some relationships, mm-hmm. you high-five some people, you say some nice things, and the relationship maybe helps you finish the stadium as well.
Yeah.
I don't think those two things are completely, undone. I think they're intertwined.
Yeah, I think they're related. I don't know exactly how or what the connection is, but it's too coincidental for me. Now, I understand there's a lot of work that went in beforehand to get the draft here, so... You know, but just the fact that there's an announcement within a week of stadium type stuff getting done, too hard for me to ignore. I mean, you think about how complicated DC is, though, just as a quick side to kind of illustrate your point. There are a bunch of spots in DC where if you walk 100 yards, you could be in three different kind of jurisdictions, right? The federal city, parks department, or just DC proper, where, you know, you're not sure who's going to cuff you and stuff if you're doing something wrong. You need all sorts of permits and approvals and all these different obstacles when you're doing stuff that's there on federal parkland or that spills over into the city. Everybody's got to be on board, pulling the rope in the same direction. That was always thought to be one of those big obstacles, right? Where you're going, we'd like to have it there, but you need this permit or that permit. And they only issue those usually for, you know, super giant marches or inaugurations or whatever. And now you've got the NFL working in conjunction with everybody. City's on board, you know, Parks Department, in theory, is on board. All the feds are on board. Everybody's in on it, and it looks good.
But think about this for a second. The stadium was a non-starter before this sale. It could not have happened, period, but it certainly was off the table in the nation's capital, where everybody wanted it to be. Yeah? The NFL draft was not coming to Washington, D.C. when Dan Snyder was the owner. Or if he was still the owner. Wasn't happening. Roger Goodell's not doing a press conference, standing next to Dan Snyder for any reason. Certainly to give D.C. the great benefit of an NFL draft over other deserving teams. Wouldn't be happening. So you've got these possibilities, these events, these amazing things taking place for the organization. And oh, by the way, the team that hadn't won 11 games in 30 years, the team that hadn't been to an NFC championship game since your boy was 2 in a diaper, was just in one and just ripped off 14 dubs last year. It's a new world, people. It's just so fun. It is cool to see that we're the cool kid, that we're wearing the members-only jacket, that the commissioner's getting on the train to come down to D.C. to make announcements with the Commanders left and right over the last calendar week. Get used to it, because times have changed, and it's no longer embarrassing to be a fan of this football team.
That's the summary. Again, I think I try every once in a while to smell the roses, especially because there's no football games. Like, we didn't lose to the Cowboys this week, or the Eagles beat us the NFC title game, or something like that. And I can think about how far we've already come from the moment where we all read that tweet that finally Dan Snyder, who was still trying to hold on to the thing in the 11th hour, we now know that officially, when it finally was rustled away from that little twerp, and the sale is happening, he faxed that letter, we wished the Harris Group well, et cetera, et cetera. From that moment, look at the renaissance. Look at it. Go in every department, in every area, by any measure, you would say, not just an improvement, because it's easy to improve from a negative. It's easy to improve from zero. It's easy to improve from the worst. But a dramatic and substantive rocket ship up into the stratosphere towards not only normalcy, not only decency, but excellence.
Yeah.
Things that were not possible. Now, not only are they possible, it's just this is what's normal now. Just winning stuff. It's tremendous.
Here's the question I want to ask people on the phones next at 800-636-1067. And I want to get your answer on this in a moment too, Danny. I am so elated about having the draft. I'm giddy. I will take my children. I will go at least to the first day. I'll probably go to two of the 3 days. I could see us hanging out there on a Saturday when it's not as busy or whatever. By then, my young guy that's coming along this summer, that isn't born yet, he'll be a couple years old, so he'll be out there. But my four-year-old, I mean, he's going to be wearing jerseys and loving life, and he'll know some of the college prospects, I bet. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. But I grew up loving the draft and going to the draft. I went to the Javits Center. I went to the Radio City Music Hall. I've been to this event several times. It's one of my favorites.